Blog Talk Radio.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
In the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's 5:37 p.m. There's a cold sweat on the back of your neck. You're standing at an ATM in a crowded grocery store. A few yards away, the cashier's drumming her long red nails on the counter next to your groceries. There's a long line of people waiting to pay. You turn back to the ATM and swipe your card for the third time. Nothing happens. Your card won't work. Behind you, someone in line lets out an exasperated sigh. You apologize to the cashier. Annoyed, you head back to your car, where you fish out your cell phone and give the bank a call. It takes three tries until a woman's voice finally answers. Just a recorded message, so garbled you can't make out a word. You hang up start your engine. On the way home, you stop off at a gas station. The attendant comes out as usual, but before you can speak, he asks a strange question. Are you buying or selling? Confused, you tell him you just want to fill her up. But when you try to give him your credit card, he suddenly backs away. Sorry, we're closed, man, sorry. You sit there for a moment, wondering what has happened. Finally, you head home. You tell your wife what happened? Definitely strange. But she figures it's probably just a computer problem at the bank. They'll have it sorted out by morning. You agree. But as you fall asleep later that night, you're not so sure. Suddenly, it's 4 a.m., and there's a cold fear deep in the pit of your stomach. Something doesn't feel right. It's not just a computer problem. You know it. First thing next morning, you take a trip to the bank. It doesn't look open. A piece of paper taped to one of the doors tells you that it's been closed temporarily. No explanation, just a phone number to call, and what looks like a government logo, but not one you recognize. You give the number a shot. It's that garbled message again. You hang up. Around the side of the building, there are a couple of dented ATMs with broken screens. As you head back to your car, you notice a man kneeling down by a pickup truck parked nearby. He's got a hose running from the truck's gas tank into a jerry can. Suddenly, he looks up and catches you staring at him. The look in his eyes tells you not to linger. He watches as you get in your car and drive off. Everything's closed. It's that same piece of paper everywhere. The same dark screens on every ATM. You start running into other desperate people, trying to deposit Social Security checks, take out cash, or find out why their cards suddenly aren't working. This is not just a problem with your bank. Your whole town is essentially shut down. And now, that fear, that cold fear comes back. Something is very, very wrong. Credit cards aren't working anywhere. Most stores and gas stations are closed. Those that are still open have cash-only signs on their doors. That's a big problem, because you don't have much cash left.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. I hope everyone can hear me fine. I'm trying out this headset that I just got. Hopefully the sound is clear and you can hear it okay. If you can't, let me know and I'll do the dial-in with the phone. Okay? Somebody's already chatted in the chat box saying it's fine. So that's good. Just let me know if I start breaking up because I got the phone on standby. Like I said, we have to try out new things because I want to be able to bring you the message and the show clearly. About a week and a half ago, if you remember correctly, one night we did the show, I played it back, I couldn't even hear what I was talking about. So it was breaking up so bad, I just don't know why any of you even stayed on the line listening. I had about 12 people on the line live listening, and they stayed right to the very end. But I mean, my guests, you could hear the guests that were talking. But anyway, my name is Joseph Gibson, this is Blog Talk Radio. That opening there is something pretty good. about the ATM cards not working and cash only. You see, we're running into a situation now in this country where we all know the economy is weak. There's plenty of jobs out there, but people are not qualified to do the jobs. Okay? Or they're just too lazy to do them. People do have money to spend. All the parking lots are full in the malls, the grocery stores. People are still spending money as usual, like they always do. A lot of people are relying on credit. But are you prepared? Are you prepared? Catastrophe was to happen. Are you prepared if the United States dollar does crash and is no longer being accepted anywhere? It's just a worthless piece of paper. Just a worthless piece of paper. Nobody wants it. So how are you going to obtain goods and services? What are you going to do? Well, you're going to have to barter. You're going to have something to barter with. Tools, cigarettes, alcohol, whatever valuables, tangible assets, physical assets, hard assets, copper, steel, aluminum. You're going to have things to barter with and hope people will trade with you, because once the dollar is gone, what will you do? Do you have enough food to hold out for a few months in your house? Do you have enough gas? Are you able to access water for a few months? Everyone should have some sort of storage pantry of food and supplies for backup. Say, I'm not worried about it. When it happens. Okay. You think that's an idiot that talks right there. That's a jackass idiot. Stay away from that person. That person doesn't have a clue as to what is really happening or what's going on or the repercussions of that statement they just made. Because let me tell you something. People will kill when they are hungry. They will eat you alive when they are hungry. All these gangs and these criminals in the inner city, they will be roaming the streets. You say, well, I live out in the country. I got nothing to worry about. Let me tell you something. They will make their way to the countryside. Okay? They see you have a generator. You have lights on in your house. You will get a pack of 15 to 20 people kicking your door down, killing you and your family for whatever possessions you have. You don't think so? What would you do if you had no food and you had no access to food and you were starving? What would you do? Now, imagine what these criminals will do. They'll do anything. I would not hurt my fellow man, but I have to feed my family. So I will do whatever it takes to put food in my children's mouth. Because they will come first if this was ever to happen. But you see, I know about these things. I've taken precautions. Now, I don't have everything I'm going to need to survive. Do you? But I have access to water. I've got plenty of food on hand. I have plenty of land where I can grow my own food. I know how to grow my own food. I have a little gas stored away. I have a generator. And I have ample means to protect myself. Now we'll leave that right where that is. But I have ample means to protect myself. Trust me. I have two fences around my property. Double fences. A gate, 20-foot gate, okay? So if something was to happen and we were in trouble, I am able to take care of myself and my family for a little while until we could figure things out. Because if that scenario was to happen, yes, they have these FEMA camps already ready and set up for you to go to, and they'll be glad to take you. Oh, by the way, you people that are elderly and you're sick and you got to be taken care of, you're gone. You're gone. Don't worry. I mean, it's in the healthcare law. Just read it. I mean, you have the death panels. They talk about them all the time, where they make their decisions. You know, Bill Gates, he gave a lecture. You know, why try to save an 85-year-old woman and spend all that money trying to save her when you could take that money and hire a couple school teachers, right? Hey, right? That's what Bill Gates said. That's how he thinks. And we know he's a multi-billionaire scumbag. So, why I say that? Because anyone who makes that type of statement, you know, kill somebody, you know, every human life has a right to live. Okay? You are endowed by your creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nobody has that right to take it away from you. Nobody. Nobody has that authority or decision-making power to take away your life. The only way I would take a life is if I was defending my life, liberty, and property. You come try to hurt me and my family, I will kill you. And that is my right under God's law. I don't care about man's law. Okay? That's the way it works. It's called common sense. It's called common law. And now we live in a society where we have no respect for any type of authority whatsoever. Another police officer was shot in Massachusetts today. His car was riddled with bullets. Happened about 2 hours ago. Car caught on fire, exploded. He's alive. He managed to escape. Three police officers in this country murdered in the last days. Gunned down, assassination style. Gunned down. For no reason. That's the real scary thought. That's the dirtiest thing. That's the most horrific thing to think about. There was no reason to kill these men. None. Now, I don't advocate violence at all, but because they're police officers doesn't mean they're God either. Okay? And there are a lot of dirty cops out there, and they've done wrong to people. Okay? But there's a right way about doing things also. But I can understand some people why they resort to that last action, which is violence. So I can understand because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen corruption. But these men who died did nothing to the people who killed them. These people are basically what you say, provocateurs, agitators. They're going along to get along. They're trying to provoke and agitate America into a race war. So this way here, the government can usher in martial law. And we know once that happens, the spark is going to happen. What I mean by the spark is they're going to usher in martial law and try to confiscate or order people that are not going to want to be ordered or allow anyone to come confiscate guns, food, anything from them. And there are people that are waiting for this scenario. That's what I mean by that spark. There are individuals just waiting. Because when they come kick down their door, they're waiting. And when that popcorn fight begins, there's no turning back. It's going to spread like wildfire. This country will be torn limb from limb. You're going to see the militias form come together. The legitimate militias, not the fake ones out there that are ran by the government today. The legitimate ones, you're going to see neighborhoods come together. You're going to see families come together. Because that's what Americans do. It's in our blood. It's our heritage. Just like the shot heard around the world. 1776. Okay? Will happen again in America. This time, there's many more people, a lot more technology, and less morality. So it's going to be a very dirty, bloody, scary war if this country does plunge into a civil war. Okay? So you need to wake up. And if you don't think it can happen, why do you think the things that are happening right now, today, are happening? Why is the Bible coming true right before your very eyes? Why do you think when you turn on the TV you are seeing the things you are seeing? When you open up your newspaper and you're reading the stories you see, why do you think those stories are there and are happening? Because we are in the end times. We must understand the times in which we are living in today. Can we last another 100 years? Yes. Because there's good people out there. There's still good people waking up his fellow man, telling people about the problem, fighting for what is right. There are real heroes out there standing up to the devil, standing up to these evil men in power. John F. Kennedy, the last president of the United States, the last real president of the United States. John F. Kennedy, if you look up Executive Order 1101, I think that's the correct executive order that he signed. He was in the process of abolishing the Federal Reserve, the central bank. He was in the process, and he started issuing greenbacks again. Greenbacks, that's an old term for the dollar that Abraham Lincoln used back during the Civil War, and that's how he paid for his side of the war. He issued greenbacks, and that's where the term comes from, greenback. Okay? But John F. Kennedy issued that executive order, and the international bankers flipped. Not to mention all the other things that were going on also. You know, we were at the brink of World War III with Russia. You had Vietnam on the horizon. That was taking place. There were so many different things going on. You know, you had the civil rights movement. If anyone thought the end of the world was going on, that's when, I would have really believed it. But we did not have the technology yet for it to actually happen. We do today. I'll get into that in a second. But John F. Kennedy was a great president. When he issued that executive order, he was warned. And if you listen to one of his speeches, maybe I'll play it in a couple days. I'll try to get it recorded. One of his last great speeches, he talks about the Illuminati, the central bankers, the Rothschilds, and the Federal Reserve. He does it in a professional way. And he warns the American people about this problem, the Federal Reserve and the central banking scheme. That's why I have one of those in my opening. I have Dwight Eisenhower warning you about the military-industrial complex, for the potential of the military-industrial complex to rise. I have that in my opening. That's why I have him saying that. And Dwight Eisenhower was a war hero. He served in World War II on the front lines. He was a war hero. Very, very, very smart man. A very good combat. I mean, when it came to war, he was a genius. Dwight Eisenhower. Okay? He warned us. But anyway, back to Kennedy. Kennedy stood for what was right. What do you think happened to him? Well, we all know. His head got blown off. And we know Lee Harvey Oswald didn't do it. Come on. Common sense tells you that. He was just a patsy that got blamed for it. And then they whacked him so they made sure he couldn't talk. All right? So we don't have to get into the JFK conspiracies or anything, but the fact of the matter is Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill JFK. And if any of you who are listening tonight were alive back then, I'm sure when it did happen, you didn't believe it really happened the way it actually happened either. But that's why I say John F. Kennedy was the last great president. What did we have after that? Lyndon Johnson? Richard Nixon? Oh, what a joke. Ford? Carter? Oh, my Lord. And then we got Reagan. President Reagan? Yes, President Reagan was making waves. He stood for the right thing. Well, they took a couple shots at him, too. They shot him right in the chest. What was that, 1981? Okay, he shut up real quick after that. No more. I pissed off the international bankers by the inquisition of the Grace Commission. He appointed the Grace Commission. The Grace Commission was to investigate how much gold was actually in Fort Knox. There is no gold in Fort Knox. It's an empty building. The gold is gone. Okay? There is no gold. But nobody's supposed to know that, and for for a United States president to come out and say that, you know, they were not about to allow that to happen, trust me. So they took a couple shots at him and put two in his chest or one in his chest. He almost died. I remember that. I was came home from school watching it on the news. So that was it. And then look what happened. Who was waiting in the wings? George Bush. Oh, skull and bones, George Bush. Evil, evil family, the Bushes. George Bush, an evil, filthy man. And his sons are no better. Well, we got a good taste of the Bushes, didn't we? They did a number on this country. Boy, they did a good number. 12 years of the Bush family. And then you got the Clintons, and they're all related. They're cousins. They even admit it in interviews. They're related. They're all inbred together. They're selected. Presidents aren't elected. They're selected. And then we get this abomination in there. And he's just about has destroyed this country once and for all. He is actually right. He has this country on the brink of destruction as I speak right now. All you got to do is open your eyes and see. And if you don't care, well, you will. You will, trust me. And I'm not a genius, but I've studied it. I've studied this, and I had a lot of time to study it. You know, I read book after book after book after book and wrote letters and letters and letters. And I found out firsthand, I lived it, the corruption of the system. When I was in the state of Connecticut, I saw the local government there, how corrupt and evil it could be. They tried to kill me twice. So I seen it firsthand. Buy a copy of my book and you'll know what I went through. Go to Amazon.com and purchase a copy of my book, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. I announce it every time I talk on this show. Okay, you can read it on Kindle for a couple dollars if you got the Kindle. So, and if you can't afford it, email me and I'll send you one for free. All right, I've seen it firsthand, the corruption of the local governments. They tried to kill me twice because I knew what they were doing. I was set up. But that's water under the bridge. I lost my federal lawsuit and now they're not after me anymore because I can't take all their money. I was suing them for like $20 million, and they were not about to give a scumbag me. I'm a scumbag, according to them. A low, bottom-dwelling piece of dirt. I was a patsy for them. I worked for them, and they were not about to pay me millions and millions of dollars and then make it front-page news on top of it. Hell no. They rigged that jury so well. It was documented. They rigged my jury. They rigged them. The first jury I picked, the jury came out on Channel 30 News in Connecticut. Look it up. And said, the Department of Corrections and the government officials, even the Connecticut State Police, were obviously lying. This is what one of the jurors said on the news. Lying through their teeth. Listen to this one. One of the state troopers gets up on the witness stand, okay? Remember, I got my neck slashed open, 5.5-inch scar, 1/2-inch deep in my neck, centimeters away from my jugular vein, okay? How much blood do you think I lost? A lot, right? Well, the state trooper gets up there, and all of a sudden, he's a doctor. He says, I think he only lost a couple drops of blood from the injury. That's what he said on the witness in a federal courtroom. He said, I think he only lost a couple drops of blood. It wasn't that bad of an injury. Why would you allow a scumbag like that to say something like that in open court and not object to it? When the scar on my neck was presented in front of the jury. Okay? That's your Connecticut State Police. Such honorable men, aren't they? Heroes, aren't they? Heroes. Now, like I said in the opening here, most police are not like that. They are good people. But when you become a state policeman and you're ranked higher up to buy into the corruption, and you must cooperate with the corruption, that's the way it works. Okay? I know because I lived it, like I said. And then their second murder attempt when they tried to kill me, okay, they hired three hitmen. They must have. How did they know where I was going to be that night? How did they know? They weren't following me. I had an appointment to be someplace. And only three people knew where I was going to be at a certain time. Okay? Only three people. My attorney, parole officer, okay, probation officer, who was on the payroll of the attorney general and gangs in the state of Connecticut. Okay? And then three men run up to me, hide behind my car. One guy pulls out a gun, shoots me in the head, tries to anyway, but the gun jammed. The guy in front of me pulls out a knife, stabs me in the chest. Knife goes in my chest, out my back almost. And I mean almost because it punctured my lung, collapsed my lung. And there I am laying there dead in the street. Dying in the street. I'm not dead. I wasn't dead. I was dying. And I did actually come close to death in the ambulance on the way down to Yale New Haven Hospital. And, of course, how conveniently the second trial all of a sudden must convene right after this injury. So I'm not able to select my jury, my lawyers, who were bought off, obviously, and the attorney general of the state of Connecticut selected jury. That jury fell asleep during the trial. They didn't want to hear anything I had to say. The judge even fell asleep. It was over. I lost. But that's what the book is about. Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. It tells you the whole story. Whether you believe it or not, it did happen. I'm a living witness. So we got one person on the line already that has a question, so I'll go ahead and shut up for a minute and let other people talk. If you have something to say, and you got something to say, or you have something on your mind tonight, you're more than welcome to call in at 657-383-0616. I don't care what you want to talk about. This is an open platform for anyone and everyone. If you have a thought or concern or a comment even on what I said, or if you have a problem you want to talk about, please give me a call. 657-383-0616. Press 1. The question mark will appear on my screen by the number, and I'll connect you live on the air. We have many people on the line tonight. Surely there must be something people want to talk about. I'm going to connect this caller right now, 336-349. Go ahead, you're on.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
This is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I was just going to say that it just baffles me that people still don't believe in the Bible when we're watching it play out right in front of us. You still got people that will argue till they're blue in the face that it's just not true, and I just don't get it. I mean, it just baffles me because everything is coming true. And it's just, I mean, it's sad that people don't want to wake. Some people don't want to wake up. Some people are waking up. More people are waking up than before, which is good. But there's still a lot of people who just don't get it, and they're willing to. Those are the type of people that are willing to go along with things. Those are the type of people that are going to be deceived when everything goes down into doing whatever, you know. People that have tell them to do.
Well, Bridget, you read the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And how many stories in the Bible do the Jews reject God? And God performs miracles right before their very eyes, and they still refuse to believe. So how would you expect man today to believe anything whatsoever?
I mean, I know. I mean, it's not... It's not hard to believe that people would still reject it, but it's hard to believe when you see the stuff happening and you can still sit there and say it's not true and everything's going to be okay. And, I mean, the reality is, like you said, you know, we're headed toward a a very big civil war or some type of civil unrest. And, of course, the Obama administration is pushing it that way. And it's sad that we'll never have a good, we'll never have another good president because they're not going to allow it. And things are just going to get worse before they get better.
Well, you're right. And we could talk about the problems all day until we're blue in the face. And I'm not trying to scare everybody out there and tell them what's going to happen because I don't have a magical crystal ball that's going to, you know, that explains everything that's going to happen. But I've studied history. And remember that old quote, the only lesson men learn from history is that men don't learn from history. So therefore, history is destined to repeat itself. In essence, that's called deja vu. Okay? And history will repeat itself over and over again. It happened even in the Bible and the stories of the Bible. It happens before our very eyes today.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It repeated itself over and over again. Like you said, the Jews were shown the truth, and they didn't want to accept it. They kept rejecting it. They were shown over and over again in the Bible. And, you know, we still do that today. We're shown the truth over and over again, and we still don't want to believe it. And it's sad.
Well, you're right, Bridget.
It's sad
ahead,
because those people are going to be the people that are going to be deceived. They're not going to be ready because they want to deny everything. And they don't want to look at facts.
Okay, well, I thank you for sharing, and, you know, I appreciate that, and you're right. So I'm glad you acknowledge my points. I've got a couple other people that are chiming in also. I mean, you can stay on the line.
Okay, well, I have one more thing to say. That I read about a couple days ago. The Obama administration is actually threatening the states that have defunded Planned Parenthood, saying that they're violating federal law. He's saying they're violating federal law by not giving any more state funds to Planned Parenthood, you know, trying to intimidate them, you know, to back down and to continue to support Planned Parenthood.
Oh, so what you're saying is that if the states don't fund Planned Parenthood, they're violating federal law. Is that what you're saying?
That's what the Obama administration is saying, but in reality, they're not really violating federal law because they do, at the moment, still have the right to not use state funds to fund Planned Parenthood.
I'll look into that. You know, I understand you didn't probably say it properly, but I understand what you're saying. And states are individual states. Each state is sovereign, okay? And if a state chooses not to fund a certain federal program, then they have that right, and they're not violating any type of law that I know of, and I do know the law. But the federal government could play tit for tat and not give them federal funding in other areas and punish the states. So maybe that's what you're talking about, and that's what Obama's going to do. It's possible, but I will look into that.
Well, basically, the article didn't go that deep. It was just basically saying that he's threatening them, you know, saying that they're violating federal law. And then later on in the article, it said that they weren't actually violating federal law, that it wasn't illegal, and that they could choose not to fund Planned Parenthood anymore.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that. You got anything else you want to share? Because I got a couple other people that want to that want to have a few questions. I want to get to them, but if you got something else, I don't mind.
No, you can go ahead and get to them.
All right, good. Well, thank you for calling in. That's Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I got 203-684 on right now, so I'll go ahead and put him on 203-684.
Of course you do. This is Joe in Meriden. It's a lovely evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. How am I sounding tonight? Good?
Yeah, it's breaking up a little bit. It sounds a little nasally and everything, but it's much better than the past and everything. It seems like you still need a little more bandwidth or something. It's breaking up. It could be the bandwidth problem. It could be the computer you're using. Don't know. But at least we can hear the words.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yep. I'll re-listen to the broadcast tonight and then make my decision on what I'm going to do and probably adjust the settings a little bit. But what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I know nothing about the Bible, so I can't comment about anything that's written in it. And it's not that I don't have the time. I mean, it's that I don't have the time. I'd like to sit down and be able to read it, but there's just no time. I work from 4 in the morning till 10 o'clock every single day, and that don't leave time for anything else. Let's see. You were talking about your fence and everything down there. That's quite a fence and everything to keep people out. So you should do well. You know, Obama is quite the organizer. He's the organizer from the streets of Chicago, and that's what he does. He organizes and he gets people going. He gets people riled, but he does it in a way that you don't know it. I mean, just look. He's got Al Sharpton as his mouthpiece. Al Sharpton, the street rat. Look where he come from. And these are the people. They're going to be running the country soon. They're going to be. All these people from the 60s and everything that were all on LSD. I can't say all, but you know what I'm getting at. These people from the 60s, right, they now have suits on, you know, and lots of them from the 60s, they don't have suits because they're in San Francisco crapping on the ground because they still don't know where they are. That's what happened to some of them. But, you know, you talked about the state police a little bit as well, and you know, you can't judge all the police just because you got some bad ones, and I would think the police would try to get the bad ones out, but you know, you're right. You know, it's the police. It's me. It's my life. I need to make a living. I need to feed my family. So I'll get up there and I'll tell them what I could say, you know, and maybe they'll buy it. So we'll lie a little bit. So that's probably the way it went, you know. And there's a clerk or whatever in Kentucky, and I don't know what's going to happen to her now, but she's refused 2 or 3 times to perform gay marriages. The courts ruled that she had to do it, and she's still refusing to do it, and a higher court ruled she had to do it, and she's still refusing to do it, and good for her, I say. She says it's against her religious beliefs. I think it's more than religious beliefs, and if she doesn't want to do it, why should she be made to do it? Move to another town that does it then, you know.
What do you mean, so, clerk? Well, clerk doing what? I don't understand. What do you mean? What was the clerk being forced to do?
To give out a marriage license for gay or lesbian marriages. Yeah, it's in Kentucky.
Well,
in Kentucky, I believe.
Yeah. Down here in North Carolina, we actually won that battle, and in North Carolina, they passed a law saying that the magistrates actually have the option to perform any marriage ceremony they wish. So if they choose not to perform a gay or lesbian marriage ceremony, then they don't have to. And the governor vetoed the bill, but the House overrode the bill by a much majority. So the magistrates down here have the option whether or not to perform a gay marriage if they choose not to. And you know, I wouldn't perform one either. I don't care if homosexual and lesbians get married, but I'm not going to partake in that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's right. And if they have to write the marriage, it's against their religious beliefs. You know, the Bible came before the government, so you know, who were they to say what a person should do or what a person shouldn't do? Like I said, if your particular town, county, or whatever doesn't want to do it, move to a place that does. For Christ's sakes, you know. So,
well,
you know,
or drive to that place.
Well, that's the same difference. That's what I mean. Move there. You know, you're talking about defending yourself and your property. You've got that great big, fence around your property. What I got around my property is chaos and confusion. That's what we got around here. You go outside, and that's what you get, chaos and confusion. You get broken bottles everywhere, people walking down with their pants around their butts and everything else, yelling and screaming, F this, MF that, all hours of the day and night. So, you know, and as far as protecting yourself, you know, a high-power carbon dioxide laser. That's what I got here. That'll do the trick. And it's quiet too. You know, there's no noise from it. You just turn it on, zip, gone. You're gone. You know.
Well, I never heard of that.
Well, the laser's been around. A nice high-power carbon dioxide laser, 180-watt carbon dioxide laser. You know, you run it off a bunch of batteries in case there's no power or whatever. Get your solar cells up there. Keep the batteries charged up. Turn it on for a few seconds, and now, instead of one person coming at you, you now have two halves. You know, so, you know.
Yeah.
And I would think it would do a nice quarterizing job, too. So, you know, it wouldn't be like over in Islam or whatever where they, you know, do things with knives or blades. So, you know, probably be nice.
Over
probably
there, they just cut your head off.
Yeah, exactly. But I say that that'd probably be blood. You do it with a laser, there probably wouldn't be any. They'd probably cauterize everything as it went through because I've never actually done anything vicious like that, you know. So, you know, and if there is martial law, if there is, as you were talking about in the beginning, Obama can remain president, and he can remain president as long as his executive order will stand. So we could have 30 more years of him. We could have. And, you know about that.
I don't think that would happen.
Well, I don't think there'll be martial law either. But if there was martial law, he could invoke his privilege and remain president. And that was from Kennedy. It was Executive Order 11100.
Okay.
You know, and
well,
as far as preparing yourself, I've said it before. I've said it numerous times. Everybody should have berries growing in their yard. They could plant onions, and they'll grow year after year. You get heirloom vegetables. You plant them in the ground. You don't even have to pick them if you don't want. They'll fall in the ground. They'll grow again the next year. Something to eat. You were talking about bartering. Learn how to make alcohol. You could make ale beer in 10 days if you know how to do it, real easy, and you could barter with that. You can't sell alcohol because that's illegal, but I don't know about bartering. Now, you could distill it as well, and you could keep it for 100 years in a bottle, and it will still be good. So if you need something to barter, learn how to distill a little bit. I don't know if it's legal down there in North Carolina, but I can do it up here in Connecticut. You know, if you keep a freezer with some frozen chicken in it, and you keep some canned veggies hanging around, and you got a little generator, you know, you'll be good to go for a long time. After 3 days with no water or no food, people are going to start knocking on your door. So don't think you're going to be going out and getting stuff, because you're not.
No, I know. You're right. I know. You're absolutely correct. I had another caller who wanted to ask a question. I think it's one of my regular supporters. I'll go ahead and put him on. I know there was a question mark next to his number. Hey,
go ahead.
Wisconsin, how you doing? Hello,
hey,
Wisconsin.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, Mike.
I'm here. Hey, Joe. Hey,
sorry,
you know,
I had you on hold for a long time. I'm sorry.
That's no problem. Hey, you got to get in line. You know?
Yeah.
Bridget's right. You know, not everyone knows about the Bible, read the Bible, but, you know, you got to follow something, don't you? I mean, you know, if nothing else, the Ten Commandments, you know, or something like that. You know, I just heard on the news that China is up there in the Alaskan Ocean, and they're going to do a whole bunch of war testing and everything up there. And Obama, you know, where is he? He's over in Europe somewhere, you know, at some, you know, environmental summit.
He's
you
up
know,
in Alaska.
He was, but he after he named the mountain, he took off.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I'll let you know. Keep going.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just like, you know, Joey said at the beginning of the show. You know, another cop was shot today, or his vehicle shot at. You know, I'm not saying I'm racist at all, but it's very obvious that if a black person gets killed, you know, he's on his red carpet on the way down. You know, but we've had so many cops killed in the last week.
So what does that tell you about our president? What does it tell you? The vermin that he is. What does it tell you?
It tells me that, you know, well, you know, you're right, Joe, but, you know, just like Joey said there, you know, these Democrats and liberals and everything, you know, everything, don't worry about it. You know, that's not going to happen. you know, geez,
yeah.
you're just stirring the pot. But anyway, you know, sign it before you read it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Obama is up there cool as a cucumber. At least you could see the look on Bush's face like he just ate the canary. But with Obama, you can't tell.
Yeah, because without a monitor, he really can't say much. You know, and he gets himself in trouble when there's no monitor in front of him. You know, and you know, we have what, 17 people running for president now on the Republican side, you know, and nobody's dropping out yet. And it's like, who's funding these people? Who's funding these people? You know, I know Donald Trump is a billionaire, so you know where his money's coming from, you know?
Yeah.
But Scott Walker from my state, you know, he's down in Texas right now. You know, he's been flying all over the country for the last 3 months, 2.5 months, you know, and he's not here doing anything.
You know what the problem is with these Republicans and Democrats? And see, I've only been doing this for about 10 years, and you know what? And I'm tired of them already. It's always this Republican that Democrat this Republican that Democrat that. We're bipartisan, we're this, we're that. It's always fighting, it's always nonsense, and they never do what they say. You can tell a politician is lying because his mouth is moving. And you know what? I don't believe any of them. I don't believe Trump. I don't believe Clinton. I don't believe any of them because they're all liars. And what I say is, and people will disagree violently because they're going to vote for the lesser of two evils. I don't think we should vote at all for any of them, and we should all do that. And that would show them that we're tired of their bull.
I agree. I don't think one or two people can rise up and do anything. But, you know, if Americans would get together and, you know, burn up the phone lines of the White House and call every single person that you elected, that you voted for, okay, call them and email them until they pull their hair out and run out of their office, you know, So years ago, and I can't say how many years ago it was, but the farmers got kind of angry with the government, you know, and they took all their tractors and their semis and everything, and they went down and they just brought Washington, D.C. to a halt, you know. They weren't going to do the farm bill again, you know, with subsidies. You know what?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, Mike. Yeah.
Farmers are not rich people. Yeah, they might have big combines, you know, and they might have 150 animals. But you know what? They didn't get that from the government. They got that from generations. You know, they worked.
Well, it was handed down. Yeah, it was handed down. It was handed down. There's no way a farmer could survive with a mortgage on his property, all right?
Yeah, you know, and out here, an acre of tillable land, you know, you're looking at about $1,100 an acre for taxes.
And a farmer's out there milking 200 heads of cow, what, two or three times a day, out there
twice.
Working on two or three hundred acres every single day, delivering thousands of gallons of milk a month. And they're just getting by. And you got these people here that are working on Cumberland Farms. They won't even walk to the cooler and pick up a gallon of milk for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But people, like you said before, people don't know where their food comes from. You know, I know it looks great on the shelf, but you know, somebody had to grow it, or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and accountability and double standards. And, you know, we talked about the gay issue, you know. And you remember last week I called Walmart, right? And they said they don't carry gay, the rainbow flag, remember? I don't
right.
know. I believe Joe was on there.
Right.
Yeah. And,
right.
Because we know they banned all sales of the Confederate flag because it offended people. Now, I checked, and Walmart does carry the rainbow flag, but I would like to call the same store and ask them to, in the bakery department, and I'm going to say I have a brother who is getting married to another man, and we need to make a cake with the rainbow flag on it. Do you think they'd be willing to do that for me?
I think they'll do it.
I think they'll do it.
You do?
Yep.
Yep.
What do you think, Mike? Excuse me.
I think they'll do it, you know, just like Joey was, my brother was talking about, you know, that corp that won't, you know, give this gay couple a license, you know, that's her belief, you know. There has to be someone else in that office that can just give them a license, you know, if you know what I'm saying. But like my brother says, you know, go to the next town, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you're going to be
right.
able to get a license off
yeah.
the internet, no doubt.
Or go to everything else. Go to San Francisco, because they're all sick out there. They'll do anything.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Well,
that's correct.
You know what they say about San Francisco, right?
Yeah,
you drop your keys in San Francisco, kick them to San Diego before you pick them up.
That's right. Well, I said it before, and I'll say it again. The problem with America is there's no common sense. Just because you can do something don't mean you should. You know, we have freedom of speech, but you can't yell fire in a movie theater. And, you know, you shouldn't yell other things in America either, because America's crowded. So, you know, there's no common sense.
Well, we had
the
Black Panthers marching, talking about killing cops.
They're talking about pigs in a blanket, fry them up like a bacon or something like that. That's what they're chanting down the street. You know what? Now, you see, Hal Turner was on the air in New Jersey. Oh, he was pretty bad. He didn't like too many people. He was also working for the government, and he started stepping on toes. This was 2008, 2009. If you search Hal Turner, you can still get some of his archives, and they're pretty bad, but, you know, that's free speech. And they had him arrested because supposedly he threatened some judges' lives or whatever up in Illinois, but he's in New Jersey. And they arrested him and put him in jail, and then Connecticut brought him in for something. So it's America, and we're free, but you got to have common sense on what you're saying.
You cannot advocate violence. It's like the old saying, the First Amendment does give you the right to express yourself and free speech. But to yell fire or say, I'm going to kill you, or let's go kill the President of the United States, or let's go kill the governor, that is against the law. And for you to advocate killing police officers is a crime, and why are these people not being arrested?
Well, to do it the way they're doing it to a crowd and everything like that, I agree exactly what you're saying. But if I'm saying, you know, I'm going to come down there and kill you, you're not in intimate danger because I'm 800 miles away. So, therefore, that I don't believe, at least that's the way it used to be, that wouldn't be a crime. But for me to have 50 people in front of my house and advocate killing somebody to these people, I think that should be a crime.
Yeah, and your background noise is really bad on your side. I could say that right now.
No, that's not me, because I got my phone on mute, and I'm going to turn it on mute as soon as I stop talking, like I've been doing, because I got a dog here that's barking, and you probably only heard her once.
It's possible.
It's you. Me.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, say let's go ahead and try getting that cake made. What do you think? We'll close out the show with that. What do you think?
Get the cake made.
Let's catch them in a lie. We heard it live on the air. They said they don't carry the flag. They don't support that. So we're gonna find out if they do.
This is an American thing. They don't carry the flag. They're gonna make it for you.
Use the name
Timmy and Tommy.
There you go, Timmy and Tommy. There you go. Everyone gets a kick. I had a lot of emails on this, actually. They like it when I do this, so I think we should do this more often. Put people on the spot,
Buckwheat.
I mean, they're not. The number's silent now.
Beavis and Butthead.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
way they don't put me on hold too long. But I doubt, I mean, usually, but everyone can still hear me very clearly because when I played back the soundtrack last week, I could hear you, Joe, and I can hear me also. So, but I can't believe they're being that busy tonight where nobody's going to answer the phone. We'll see.
The headset's a little nasally, but it's good.
Yeah. I got just a setting, probably. Hello?
Boy, nobody's answering the phone.
That's even weird.
You know why? Because I know you're calling.
No, maybe the ATMs are closed.
This is their number, so.
They probably got tired of working for minimum wage.
I'll give them a couple more rings, then I'll just hang up and try another Walmart store.
Don't you know you can't call me during my break?
You know, I'd like to get an answer on this, to be honest with you, because
thanks for calling me, Zoom.
Hey, how you
thanks
doing? Wow, it took a long time to answer the phone tonight. You guys busy?
I'm sorry, I was on another call.
Oh, okay. Hey, can I get connected to your bakery department? Is anyone there working? I don't want to be forever because I'm really busy, but can I get connected to the bakery department, please?
Okay, hold on a moment.
All right.
That's where they make
human.
The dough.
Yep, the real dough. I don't hear any music. Hello? Well, maybe I'm old. I mean, this is an important cake. This is gonna make national news. Oh Lord!
Target's gonna start serving alcohol.
Are you really? Target stores are going to start selling alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Get those women a little loopy. They'll buy anything.
No, I don't think Target's going to get alcohol.
Yes, they are. It's in the news.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. Because for all the Target stores to obtain a liquor license, you know how much money that would cost? Is anyone there? I mean, what's going on here?
Glad you're not
here,
us.
Sir.
Yes, hello.
Sir, I'm going to get someone in the deli to help you, okay?
Okay, just talk. I want to talk to somebody, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sporting goods would have been better.
I think she was listening. What's that?
Sporting goods department would have been better.
Well, I don't like Walmart. I like
Walmart
Denali, so... Hey, how you doing? I need to
good
get a cake made. I need to get a place to order for a cake, and I was wondering if you guys could do it. I'll come down there tomorrow and place the order, but I want to find out before I drive down there if you guys are able to do this. My brother is getting married, and he's homosexual, so I want two men on the cake, and I want a picture of the rainbow flag. Can you guys do that for me?
This is the deli, and the bakery people have left already, so I wouldn't be able to answer your question.
Okay.
Yeah, they have gone for the evening already, but they will be back at 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning. Well, but do you guys, I mean, you guys don't discriminate against that, right? I mean, you don't have any problems making a cake for me, right, with a rainbow flag, right?
They shouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know how to answer because I don't work down there. This is like I said, the deli.
Why would they connect me to the deli then? You know?
I'm not sure.
All right.
I don't know. They probably transfer you to the bakery, but there's nobody down there to answer the phone, so it probably came back up here.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and what I'll do is I'll just try back tomorrow. I just don't want to drive down there, and then they tell me they can't do it, you know?
Right. I understand. Okay. Just give them a call
all
back
right.
in the morning. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You've got your answer.
There you go.
You know what?
I can't even get an answer. Something.
I wanted to say something before. I've been to North Carolina a few times. I've been to Greensboro a number of times. And all the people I've met down in that area are very polite. They're very courteous, unlike up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I agree. I agree. They are. They do have a way in the South for Southern hospitality, but then they stab you in the back when you turn around.
Yeah. Well, they are slow too, but you know that's their lifestyle and everything, and you got to get accustomed to it. They are slow, and it takes them forever to get a sentence out and everything, but they're very polite and they're very courteous.
Yeah, but what I'm also trying to do is I was contacted on Twitter today, okay, just to put throats out there. I'm going to try to get this person on to tell her story. She has a disease, supposedly, and I don't know if this is real because I've yet to get a response from this person. And supposedly this woman's daughter has a disease and she's a dwarf. And she needs special equipment to drive a car. So they have a GoFundMe page where they're trying to raise funds for her so they can purchase the equipment. Now, I sent an email to this person, and I asked her. I says, well, if you'd like, call into my show, and you could talk about your story and the disease your daughter has and put the word out. I can't promise you anything, but give me a call or email me back. Well, it's been 2 days now, and she's yet to respond to me. So why wouldn't somebody who's trying to raise money, okay, contact an internet radio station to put the word out? Scam, right? What do you think, Joe? Maybe not. Are you still there?
I got a mute button here I got to press, and I was working the mouse because I wanted to try something. You know, you don't know if it's a scam or not. Some people just get busy, sort of like this other guy you had on there. People get busy. They got things to do. But you'll find out if it's a scam soon enough. But the thing is, just move forward, because who are you to judge, right?
No, you're right. I'm not trying to judge that, but you are supposed to judge the matters of this world. The Bible does tell you that. Remember, don't let anyone try to ever tell you the Bible tells you not to judge. The Bible does tell you to judge. And it, okay, you're supposed to judge. You're not supposed to judge if someone's going to go to hell or heaven. You don't have that right because you're not God. You can't tell me. I cannot tell you you're going to heaven or hell. But you can judge the matters of the world and the affairs of the world, obviously. Otherwise, we'd all be walking around like naive jackasses, you know. You have to make decisions and judgments every single day. So, you know what I mean? But anyway.
Most of America is walking around like that.
Yeah.
You're right.
I tried playing some audio a while back, and you didn't hear it, and I was just wondering if I could play a few seconds and see if you can hear it and if it sounds okay.
Go ahead. Give it a shot.
All right. Hold on.
We're talking about these two groups together. They really cannot function as well separately as they do in a partnership. You heard me use the phrase before.
Okay. How's that?
Now, I heard it pretty good. How about you, Mike? Were you able to hear it?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. If Mike, if you heard it and I was able to hear it, that means all the other callers were able to hear it. So that's good to know. You're right, Joe. All right. Well, I guess we're going to start getting ready to wrap it up unless someone else has something to say. 657-383-0616. Press 1. I was hoping a couple people would check in tonight. They told me they were going to, but they did not. So, and I just want everyone to know, tomorrow night I have an appointment at my son's school, so there's not going to be any show. So what we'll do is we'll do the show at 6:30 Friday night. How's that? I have to, you know, my family comes first. So we're going to skip tomorrow night. We're going to skip tomorrow night, and what we'll do is Friday night we'll do the show at 6:30 or 7. What do you guys think? Because you're my two live callers right now. What do you want, 6:30 or 7?
Doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter. It's only half an hour.
Okay. We'll do 6:30.
I got one thing to say. I noticed on Blog Talk, when you go to their homepage, everyone who has a show has a image on the screen about their show. Do you have one?
Yeah. Yes,
you
I am holding up my son.
Oh, okay. Then I'll have to check again because I didn't see it. Because if you didn't, I said I'll make you one. Well, maybe I'll take yours and see if I can improve upon it and let you take a look at it.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead. Everyone's logging out, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. They know we're getting ready to wrap up. Hey, thanks. I think it was a pretty good show, and we got some ideas and words out there, and it seems like everyone likes archiving the show and logging in later. I just wish more people would participate. I asked a couple people tonight to call in, and they did not, you know, and maybe Friday they will, but Friday's cuckoo night, and then all the young people go out partying that night. So, you know, maybe Sunday night when they're hungover, they'll call in. But anyway, it was a good show. Thanks, Joe and Meredith. Hey, Mike out in Wisconsin, thank you. You're one of my regular supporters. Without you, there is no show. And Bridget in Reidsville, her input, she's always correct. She puts up a lot of good points. So thank you, Bridget in Reidsville. And Joe and Meredith in Connecticut. So we've got pretty much most of the country covered. And hopefully we can suck more people into this show and get them calling in and participating, because it would really be great to hear from other voices. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to call in and put problems out there on the floor. Or if you may have a product you want to promote, you may have an idea, or you may have a comment. This isn't CNN. This isn't Fox News. We're not fake. We don't pay our guests, okay? It's all volunteer work. That's probably why we don't get so many people calling in.
Yeah, but
so,
people should call. I mean, if they must have a question about something, and you know, not I don't think that you know all of us are geniuses or anything, but you know, when you call in, you ask a question, you know, somebody gives you an honest reply, you know, for nothing. So you know, it's just
well, Mike, look. Mike, last night I was giving away $100 cash. I only got 12 people to call in, you know? So, and I advertised it all week. So it's obvious to the point where people just don't feel comfortable calling in, or they just don't know me well enough, because I do have a steady stream of people. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at my screen right now. I have the same 12 callers I had last night. So I just wish more than three or four would press one and, like you said, Mike, participate. You know, we're not going to make fun of you. We're not going to downgrade you. This isn't a scam. We're not going to steal your money. I don't want any money from you. All I want to do is hear from you, and we can all talk about the issues of today. Right, Mike?
Well, why don't we do like they used to do years ago? You know, everybody tell a friend. That's it.
There you go.
If they don't want to call in, then fine. Then they don't have to. But, you know, if you told a friend and they told a friend, you know, you might get a dozen more or more, you know, calling in.
What it is, Mike, is I don't feel like, I mean, I know people want to listen to me and they appreciate the introduction, but what it is, Mike, is I don't want to talk. I want to listen to other people and what they have to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, people call into other shows all the time, and you know, I know you can't compare your show to Rush Limbaugh or anybody like that, but I mean, you hear people calling into Rush Limbaugh, but they've been trying for 3 years, you know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I understand, Mike. And like I always said, I'm not going to get 100,000 people. If we can get 5,000 to 10,000 people listening and or archiving the shows, then that's a success for Blog Talk Radio.
But I would have to move to
a different network.
You know what, Joe? The thing is, your show is honest. Your show is live. I don't know if anybody remembers Paul Harvey. You know, he used to be, really big. He used to have the rest of the story. You know,
this is Paul Harvey.
Yeah, he was such a great man, and you know, they really put him on a pedestal, especially here in Wisconsin. But you know,
when we were milking the cows, Mike, on the farm, I remember us stopping to milk the cows
and staying there
in the barn.
You stopped and you listened. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But you know, the thing was, people took Paul Harvey as, I hate to say it, but as the gospel, you know?
Yeah.
The guy would never steer you wrong, and he'd never lie to you. And, you know, you sort of have that here. You know, how honest can you be how honest can you be? Call in and, you know, especially like, you know, my brother Joe, he knows a lot about computers, you know, and I don't know anything about anything, but, you know, if we had a couple more callers, maybe, you know, maybe somebody would call in with a problem or an idea or something.
No, Mike, you do very well. Your input is really actually
right.
I've gotten
the president
over the past
last
couple
night.
My, yeah,
you
I know you got the answer. Mike, I've gotten over the last 2 months since you've been calling in. Like I said, I don't have tens of thousands of people, but I've gotten about 20 or 30 people that have emailed me and said that you that they wanted to know who you were, and they really thanked you, wanted me to thank you for calling in because you bring a good point to the show. You're out there in Wisconsin in the dairy state, and you brought a lot of points. So there are fans out there, Mike, of yours that are fans in the corner. So, and that's like in Yalesville, Connecticut, there's a lot of people that like Granny, like Red in Brantford. He calls in and talks about Granny. We got Joe in Meriden. I've gotten emails about him. I've gotten emails about Bridget. So there's fans out there who do support the show. And you guys can't see it. See, I see the call screen. And I'm telling you right now, I have 13 live callers, and I see the phone numbers. You know, I have to scroll down. I only can show five on the screen at a time. But I can scroll, like I see yours, Mike, I see Joe's, then I see Yalesville, Connecticut, I see Betty Rondo, and I'll scroll down, and then I don't know these numbers, but there's a few people out there listening, and I appreciate it. I just want everyone to partake or participate and have your say. And talk about, it's just like a couple weeks ago when we had Alex and the other kid, I forgot his name, Sean maybe? Was it Sean? I'm not sure. They called in and they said, hey, we support the show. We always listen. Thank you very much. You know, and they had their say. We talked about marijuana and a couple little things. Mike, you weren't on that night, but we had a couple people call in, and they were different people, you know. So that's what we want, and that's what we're asking for on this show. Like you said, Mike, we're honest. Hey, call in. I'm not going to screen you. And that's the problem, Mike and Joe. The problem is all these other shows on Blog Talk, I've tried calling into their show. They won't let you on. And if they do, they put you in a box, and they say, what do you want to ask? And they say, well, we're not talking about that. And they'll hang up on you. You know? So it's like they just want to hear themselves talk. They're not interested in bringing a message to people like we are. We are trying to bring a message to people. It's like you said, Mike, a self-help type of thing where we're just trying to say, hey, yeah, you could do this, or we're trying to alert people about this, blah, 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 blah. And just trying to make people aware, talk about bullshit that's happening in America today that we're sick and tired of seeing. So that's what this show is about.
It's about the times we live in.
Yeah.
That's the topic, yes. That's the way it should be. You know, some people do these podcasts, and what they're basically looking for is they're basically looking for money. And then there's no money in it. So, you know, so they're generally short-lived, or they're going to stick to one topic because they have another agenda and without the money involved, and you just don't know what it is.
That's true. You're right. There's no money in this. I'm not paying people to come on and interview them. I don't pay for your time. You come in on here on an honest type of person. Hey, listen, if you have a product to promote, I'll allow you to do that. If you have a website you want to promote, then I'll allow you to do that. But I'm not like Fox News. I'm not a multi-billion-dollar company, and I'm not like anyone else either. I don't think you should be paid to tell your story. Your story is supposed to be out there and allow the people to judge it, and then if you get paid, so be it. Okay? You should not be paid.
And what people don't realize who are listening to these podcasts, the expense that it costs to do something like this. A number of years ago, I made a VoIP server out in my garage with four call-in lines and internet access. And I'll tell you what, it is not cheap, and it takes time and it takes effort. So Blog Talk has to be rewarded on a good job so far, because this is not an easy thing to do, to connect all these people and have them talk, especially with a chat box and a website and everything else. It's very difficult.
That's true. All right, well, we'll wrap it up on that note. Hey, thanks for calling in, guys. Hey, no show tomorrow night. We'll take the night off. I got my little boy to take care of. And Friday night we'll broadcast 6:30 p.m. Hey, Mike, tell a friend. I'm going to tell a friend.
Yep.
Hopefully Joe will tell a friend.
Good,
okay?
Good advice.
I don't have any friends.
And I hope everyone else out there will tell a friend. You know, tell a friend about the show. And you know what? If you got something to say, you want to talk about something, call the number, press 1, and I will put you through. All right, everybody. I guess you can go ahead and hang up. I'll close it out with my little show, my little songs here. And God bless you. I hope everyone's happy and you're healthy. And try to do the right thing and participate with your neighbors and friends and help each other out the best you can. And nobody's perfect, but just try to be perfect. That's all that matters. Good night.
The word is be kind to one another.
There you go. Good night.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Countries also. Huerta. And the governor. The landlords. Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho, ho, the time has come to have a change. Sit, shush. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books go to the people who can't read the books. The poor people and say, we have to have a change. So the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead. That's your revolution.
So please, don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects, all subjects beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wings of this flame in you. We'll rebuild on the soul of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard.
never want the same fucking thing starts all over again.
Tonight. My name is Joseph Gibson. It's Block Talk Radio.
See ya.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.